moment, waiting on a setting sun, longer than a rocking chair when the rocking is done. Fighter, hold your head up high. Fighter, you got the kiss of an alibi.
That's Erin Costello with Fighter from her wonderful 2016 album Down Below the Status Quo. And regular listeners of Folk Roots Radio will know that that was one of my favorite albums of 2016. It's my great pleasure to welcome back to Folk Roots Radio Erin Costello. She's at Folk Music Ontario. She's going to be doing an official showcase tonight, which is an opportunity for performers to come in and present their music to a wide range of people from the, not just the Ontario folk community, there are people here from all over Canada representing festivals from all over Canada. And, you know, it's a bit like the dating game as far
I'm getting nervous.
as far as performers are concerned, but they get 20 minutes to show them how good they are. And I know Erin is going to do a fabulous job. She is our guest again on Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I do not want to make you nervous because I don't want you to get up on stage and say, oh, Jan, you really messed
it
up for me.
She ruined it for me. Yeah. I'll say it right up there. Jan Hall ruined this. I do a terrible job, it's her fault.
No, you won't. You are a wonderful performer. I mean, you've had two fabulous, fabulous albums. And I think that's going back sort of 4 or 5 years, right?
There's a total of 4 out now. The first was an EP in 2007. And then I did an album with CBC at Studio H in Halifax. So the same studio that released Rose Cousins' first album and Jen Grant's first album. And I think mine may have been the last full-length album that was recorded there before they shut the studio down. And then the last two were We Can Get Over and then Down Below the Status Quo.
And both fabulous albums that are unique because they really cross genres.
Thanks.
And that is really a valuable talent from the point of view of a performer, obviously, because you can draw people in who may not have thought that they wanted to listen to right. your music and absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I think that for me, it's partly my Gemini personality, I guess. I just like to do a bunch of different things to keep myself kind of engaged and entertained. And when I'm listening to music, I'm always kind of listening as an archaeologist or an excavator. I'm really interested. How did they make that sound, or how did they make that kind of song work? And then I kind of incorporate those into my writing, I guess.
And you're not just, whether you call it, you sing a songwriter or not. I mean, right. it's not just writing your own music. You also produce and right. arrange as well.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
a bit of a composer, because I think, haven't you composed for film as well? I think, did you tell me you trained that way?
I did. I actually got my master's in composition in Texas at the University of North Texas. And so I did orchestral arranging and then electronic music. Actually, that was my focus, was electronic music, which I've yet to make my electronic album, so that maybe that'll be next.
Well, Fida has this wonderful R&B sound, really. You know, really sassing it up.
Thanks.
Is that the real you as far as your music is concerned?
I think it is now. I mean, I for a while I would make an album and go, oh, I've found it. I've found my voice. I know that this is who I am as an artist. And then I'm intrigued by something else and it kind of pulls me in a different direction. So, but I think fundamentally I'll always have a gospel and blues and R&B kind of influence in what I do. It speaks to me. Like my favorite singer are like Dinah Washington and Sarah Vaughan and Mavis Staples and, you know, people like that. And then songwriters, I love Nick Lowe and Dr. John and Randy Newman and people. So there's kind of this mishmash of a bunch of different influences. Yeah.
And all of those influences come through in the songs that you're writing?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know if it, I don't know if it even really matters when someone listens right. to it, if they say, oh, that's from so-and-so. But if they can find something in it that appeals to them, then, you know, that's the most important thing. The trick I find nowadays is that people really, they really want to compartmentalize things. They want to decide what they like based on its definition. So that is a soul album and I like soul music, so I'm going to listen to it. Or that's a jazz record and I don't like jazz, so I won't listen to it. So it can be a dangerous thing. By calling something or defining it, you then put yourself into a classification to be either liked or disliked without anyone ever listening to it. And that can be frustrating as a songwriter. You want people to listen to your music and then decide after they've heard it. And so, you know, the kind of classification of genres can kind of put people off, you know. So, in the definition of my music, I'm now starting to try and not call it anything and allow people who listen to it to define it, you know.
So we last talked back in 2016, not that long after the album came out, and certainly not that long after I realized, wow, what a great album it was. What have you been up to since?
I've done a lot of touring since the album came out. We went to Europe quite a few times, three times, I think, since the album came out. So I've done a lot of touring in Germany and Austria. And the last tour we did added France and the UK. And I'd never been to Paris before. So it was amazing to go and kind of walk the streets of Paris. Although it happened at the end of the tour. And I think I spent more time kind of sleeping in the daytime than I did actually touring around Paris, but we'll go again. And we did a lot of shows throughout Canada and showcasing like at Folk Music Ontario. And now I'm kind of ready to start being creative again.
So what, any ideas what you will do next? I mean, you joked about an electronic album and I yeah. get the impression because of your background and uh-huh. your desire to explore that you yeah. might turn in something a little different this time?
I think the next record I'm going to record in a very short period of time. I'm going to do it in January. And I don't have any sound yet. I'm going to kind of allow that to happen with the musicians that I play with. But I've always taken years to finish an album. I'd go back in and remix things or re-record things. And I decided that this time I want to challenge myself to have it all done in a short period of time and make it a snapshot of a moment, you know? And so I'll do 10 days at this studio in rural Nova Scotia and whatever happens. And mostly live off the floor and with minimal overdubs. But I'm excited to see what happens.
So yeah. Any of the songs for a new project are written, or are you...
A few of them, yeah. But the next few months are going to be kind of intense writing months. After the next couple shows, I have some shows in the Maritimes on weekends, but the majority of my time will be writing now.
So showcasing here, you'll be presenting songs from Down Below the Stage?
Yeah. And then I'll save kind of the new stuff for when that comes out. Yeah.
So I'm curious about when you showcase here. Obviously, the logistics of touring these days means that it's not often possible to travel with a band. I think most of the time you travel with your husband, Clara,
right? That's right. We travel as a duo. And we've gotten it now. You know, I think when the album first came out and I had to play those songs as a duo, in my mind, I'm hearing all of the other instruments, and I'm disappointed that everyone listening can't hear all those instruments too. And then after you do it for a while, it starts to take, those songs take on their own life as a duo, and they become their own kind of exciting entity. You know, like when you have just two people on stage, you can kind of push each other and like, I'm going to play that a little different and see what he does. And he does the same to me. And so occasionally I'll just start laughing because of a little moment that he changed up, and we'll kind of tease each other musically. And because it's just the two of us, we can do that. And the whole thing doesn't fall apart. Like we're kind of constantly in tune with what the other is doing. So playing as a duo can be really fun because of that. And then now I find, you know, playing with a band, I really have to kind of, it's like wearing an outfit that doesn't fit. I have to really get into it and practice. And so when I go in to record this album, it's going to be a challenge to kind of play with a bunch of people again.
Let's take a break with another track from Down Below the Status Quo. Turn It On is a track I think that is a track you're playing more in your live shows than you've been before.
Yeah, I mean, I've played this one almost at every live show now. And when we recorded the tune, we did 7 completely different recordings of this song. So there's... Out there is a whole EP's worth of material of just this one song. And it's not different takes, it's completely different arrangements of them. So by the time we got to the one that's recorded, it kind of took on its own life. And so when I listen to it back, I can hear the progression through all of the arrangements. So it's nice to sit back. And then when Clive and I do it together, it's the 8th arrangement, you know.
Do those arrangements still exist?
I mean, do, yeah, absolutely.
So maybe one day they might see the light of day?
I thought about sending them out to like 7 different people to mix them and then compiling them all together and having this kind of recording, Turn It On recording.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's one of the unique things about it, particularly with someone, obviously, that is as creative as yourself, the fact that depending on the circumstances, who's playing with you and everything else, something comes out completely different.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And that's, for me, the fun of being a musician. Like, I couldn't imagine doing the same thing over and over again every record. It has to be something that feels like either a challenge to me or something creatively that I want to get out. But I couldn't make the same record again.
Let's play that song just now. This is Aaron Costello from the album Down Below the Status Quo, and this is Turn It On, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference.
We are the stronger kind. We are the fight I find. We are the back to the break. We fall to carry that weight. We are a looking glass. We are the youthful past. We are the golden age. We are the final stage. On, turn it on, turn it on. The only star.
That's Erin Costello with Turn It On from her wonderful 2016 album, Down Below the Status Quo. She's our special guest in the studio at Folk Roots Radio. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and we're kind of in a little green room situation because I don't want to panic Erin, but I think she's on stage in like 2 hours' time. Or something like that. I'm not actually sure. I think I'm teasing. Sometime tonight, she will be wowing the delegates at the conference as part of the official showcase. You mentioned getting back in the studio to work on your own stuff. Uh-huh. Are you doing much with other people at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a couple of albums that I'm working on right now, and then two or three lined up for the next year. So as a producer, I'm getting busier and busier, and I love performing. It's like one of my favorite things to do, but being in the studio is my number one. I love being creative. I love writing. I love the act of creation, that spark of an idea. It's exhilarating to me. And so producing other people's music is a way for me to kind of wear a hat that I wouldn't normally wear too. You know, like one woman I'm producing her stuff, and she's kind of like Sade meets Erica Badu or something. And I don't consider myself able to sing or perform like that, but it's a way for me to kind of try on that outfit for a little bit and help her realize her dream and kind of make her music, make her kind of presented in the best kind of light. So it's really, really fun. And all the projects that I'm doing are really diverse. One's a really folk kind of singer-songwriter folk album, and another one is a kind of a blues gospel singer, and then a pop record. And so they're really exciting projects to work on.
What about, I mean, the idea of composing for film again? Yeah. Is that something, I got the impression that it's something that you hadn't closed the door on, that you may start to explore again?
No, I love it. I mean, I've still been doing some arrangements for people. Like I did all the string and horn arrangements for Amelia Curran's last album, Watershed. So when people ask me, I do it. And I've done some arrangements for symphony, for pops kind of programs. And I love it. But no one has approached me yet to do music for film, but I would be open to it if anyone's out there. Give me a ring.
That's great. Can we talk a little bit about the live experience? You're playing Folk Music Ontario. I think you also have some other dates while you're back in Ontario. And those again will be dates with just you and Clive playing together?
That's right, yeah. So we're playing at Aeolian Hall and then the National Arts Centre, and then we're playing a show in Montreal at Casa del Popolo. And then I'm going back to Nova Scotia and doing a string of shows performing Carole King's Tapestry album. And I'm really excited about that. It's my favorite album of all time, and she's a hero of mine. So I'm looking forward to those shows. And then immediately after that, we kind of go into the studio.
And I think there's a video of you singing Will You Still Love Me
on the website. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's my all-time favorite song. Yeah. I love that song. Yeah,
that's great. And just remind people what your website is, because way of keeping track of everything you're doing.
Sure. It's erincostello.ca, and Costello just has one L in it.
Yeah. And Erin has one R in it. No,
that's correct. That's I do know an Erin with two R's in her name, actually.
We only have one last thing to do, and that is to pick the final song we're going to play. What are we going to play?
This is a song called The Line, and it is the last track on the record. And it is a song that I wrote after obsessively listening to Nina Simone perform Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. And I loved the song. I loved her version of it. I didn't much care for the song before that. I kind of thought, well, what does he know about being a woman? And then heard Nina Simone sing it, and it was transcendent, amazing, and the arrangement was incredible. And I just wanted to hear her perform more Dylan tunes, and I couldn't find any. And so I just sat down and started writing, and this kind of mishmash of her vocal style mixed with his writing style kind of came out, and this song feels like a combination of the two of them and an homage to them, I guess.
That's wonderful. I'm going to get you to introduce it.
Sure. This is The Line, and I'm Erin Costello.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall. And as always, it's an absolute pleasure.
A pleasure. Thank you.
is not dead. It is not even past. In a handful of time in an hourglass, the sands are the same in the highs and the lows. Before we were babies, we all heard the cock crow. We all stand on a line with a foot on our back. Being kicked to the future, it's a welcome attack. We all live for our children and to leave them behind, hoping memory saves us when we need all the line. Counting years, why, how the time flies. We will find it again on the line. If it starts at the start and it ends at the end, and the center's the part that we hope to transcend, our transgressions forgotten as we march to old age, where we started again like an innocent babe. Hold your hands out before you in the darkening hall, knowing what you will find is what started it all. If the notion should comfort you, call it divine or forget. To recall when we meet on the line, counting years, why, how the time flies, we will find it again on the line.